from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the city of Newark continues to mourn the loss of a police officer after he was shot to death Friday night. A 14-year-old boy charged with his murder. Mayor Ross Baraka says he's devastated to learn that two officers have been the targets of a callous and senseless shooting. No word yet on when funeral services will be for 26-year-old Officer Joseph Ascona. His partner continues to recover in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The mother of Ascona says she does not blame the parents of the alleged shooter, telling the New York Post, quote, "You know how kids are when they get with other kids." During the recent California wildfires, at least one person was arrested for impersonating a firefighter and robbing victims' homes. Now Senator Joe Panaccio from Morris County says it puts vulnerable people on edge about first responders.
Now they have to start saying, are these people for real? Or are they just trying to do us even more harm than we've already experienced?
Impersonating a first responder is already a crime. A bill introduced by Panaccio and Senator Carmen Armato would add a second layer of penalties for anyone who impersonates a first responder while committing another crime. An unlicensed teen who drove a BMW at a whopping 118 miles per hour now faces aggravated manslaughter charges after crashing into a vehicle Friday night, killing two occupants of that car. Toms River police pursued the BMW on Route 37 into Seaside Heights, but called off the pursuit for safety reasons. The BMW crashed into a Toyota Camry near Route 166. The Camry driver and front seat passenger died. Two backseat passengers were critically injured. It's scary to know that there are 1.4 million vehicles in New Jersey with open recalls, meaning one in five cars seen on state roadways are recalled. Lonnie Haschel, program manager at the National Security Council, says many times people are aware their car has a recall, but they make the self-determination it's not a big deal and the repair can wait. But he says, big mistake.
So if you're on the turnpike, the fuel tank collapses, your car stalls, now you're out in the middle of traffic, and that becomes a safety issue. So that's why the recalls are so important for people to check. Even though if it doesn't seem like much, we still need to check and get those things into the dealership so they can get that free repair.
Not sure if you have a recall on your vehicle? Go to checktoprotect.org to find out. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Beautiful couple of days ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're talking about a big surge of warm air this week, spring-like weather. However, there is going to be a midweek pause to that warm-up coming up too. Now today, no complaints. Sunny and dry. Mild high temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65 degrees. Enjoy it. You'll want the jacket or sweater handy once we get toward sunset. It's going to be clear and cool tonight. Lows around 40. Tomorrow, even warmer, even more sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s for your Tuesday, but Wednesday we're cooling down. It'll be partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Victor's Home Solutions. Get your roof inspected before the spring rains hit. Call Victor's today for a free 21-point inspection, 609-604-8115, or visit them online at victors.com. Right now it's 52 in Orange, 51 in Hillsborough, 51 in Toms River. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.